Hello.
Hi, is this Andy's Granite?
Yes, it
Hi, my name is Ruben. I'm with the Bank of Cardiff. I was looking for Salvador. We provide the financing for marble services. He applied online for a bridge saw loan. Is he available?
Okay. Can I help you? He's here with me. I'm actually the one that filled it out.
Oh, okay.
He's interested in a bridge saw. They're pretty pricey, and I called the guy over there, and he says that we needed to fill up. So I did it for him, but I'm his wife.
Oh, okay, what was your name?
Gigi?
Hey, Gigi, my name's Ruben. Let me give you my phone number in case we get disconnected.
Okay, hold on, let me write it down real quick. Ese muchacho la
And Gigi, what was his last name? It was missing from the application.
Oh, I didn't write it in. Ruiz. Ruiz.
Ruiz. Okay, let me give you my phone number when you're ready.
Okay, give me a second. I'm in my room here. I'm trying to do too many things at once. Okay, what is it?
It's 858.
Oh, is it the one you're calling from?
Yes.
Okay, I have it. 858.
The 866-9102, correct?
Okay, well, anyway, I have it. I'll do it right now. I didn't know what California had. What part of California?
I'm sorry?
What part of California? I didn't know they had an 858 area code.
Oh, San Diego.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I'm in San Diego. So I just had a few basic questions for you. So the name of the business is Andy's Granite, is that correct? Hello?
Hello? Hello,
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I hit the
No worries.
grandpa.
The name of the business is Andy's Granite, is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, and I see that is the shop also at the Acliff Drive?
It is.
So it's a home-based business, correct?
I'm sorry?
The business is out of your home, correct?
Yes. I'm from the.
Okay, so you guys have like a separate fabrication facility on your property?
Hello, I'm sorry. I keep hitting this button. Hold on. I'm sorry.
No problem.
I keep hitting, I don't know, something on hold button with my cheek.
No,
I'm not
not
gonna.
not
Okay.
no.
I'm not gonna move. Let me sit down. Yes, we operate out of the home.
Okay, and do you have a fabric? Is your shop on your property as well?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so you have like a separate building for your shop, correct?
Yes, in the back. We have 1 acre, so we're in the front side, and then the shop is in the back side.
Gotcha. All right, and then a few questions. How long has the business been around for?
I want to say about 7 years, 7 or 8 years.
7 or 8 years. Okay. And then the last question, can you tell me a little about the bridge saw you're trying to get, why you're trying to get a bridge saw? You know, are you trying to replace it? Is it because business is growing? And I can make some notes here.
Sure. It's because business is growing. My husband works with a few contractors now. Before, we only used to do residential, by word of mouth and stuff. Then he started, working with builders.
Okay.
So now he needs, and I guess there's a place where a friend of his works, and sometimes he'll use them. When we're backed up a little bit, he'll use them. And I think they have a bridge, some kind of saw. So he's been wanting it for a while now,
You guys pay
and
like
now,
you pay rent right now to use that saw?
well, the his, we don't pay rent; they cut it for us. We for the cut.
Do you pay per cut?
Yeah, we pay. I think my husband pays like $100 per.
Okay. And how often do you think you're doing that per month or per week?
Lately, ¿cómo cuánto crees que estás cortando con ellos? Oh, so he says just like in last week and this week, they're cutting eight slabs for us. So he's saying that we need to be cutting our own.
Okay. So you're paying almost like $400 to $500 a week.
More, yeah, about.
And not really getting anything for it, correct?
Well, I mean, it does help us, you know, advance with the jobs. Once they're cut, you know, it's easier for us to fabricate and then install.
Cool.
You know,
I've got someone beeping through. Let me put you on hold for about 10 seconds here, okay? Give me 1 second.
Put on hold.
Hi, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
I'm sorry, what was your name again? I apologize.
Gigi, G-I-G-I.
Okay.
Yes.
And then, all right.
Yeah, so I was saying, so they're doing that cutting for us, but then on our end, we're cutting by hand. So, you know, it's, we just need like our own, I guess my husband wants his own machine, you know, that way we do our own cutting.
Gotcha.
We do it manually now.
Do it manually. Okay. Understood. Yeah. So a few basic questions for you. And Gigi, I've got the email as andysgranite@AOL.com. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And the saw that you're trying to finance is the, is it the Maya 600?
Yes, the Maya 600. I spoke to the guy. He said it's a little less money. I mean, it's a little bit less than the other one.
Okay.
And it's got more options and a little bit smaller, so it's just minus 600.
Okay. And Gigi, I'm going to ask you some questions. If you don't know the answer, no worries. I can always gather it later. So you've been in business 7 years. Do you know what the annual sales are per year? Because it was missing from the application.
Annual sales. What do you mean? Like
like total sales you do per month or per year?
Como de ventas, como like the what we get paid for our jobs, right?
Yeah, your total amount of receipts. Your total amount of receipts, correct.
Como cuánto crees que estás vendiendo por mes? Sí, has comprado, pero tú, ¿cuánto te ha quedado? ¿Qué le pongo, como unos 10,000 al mes? ¿Sí? Yeah. After you know, the material and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
After the material and the labor, that's what you mean, right? After material, our gross is maybe about $10,000 a month.
Okay. All right. So, Gigi, are you in front of your computer real quick?
No.
You are, you aren't?
No, I'm not. I'm in
okay.
my room. I can go over there. Mm-hmm.
And it's andysgranite@AOL.com?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I just sent you an email with my contact information. The other question, all I need to actually get your file approved is the last 6 months' bank statements. If you can, do you use the online banking?
Yes.
If you can just download and send them to me. And I have one other quick question. It's kind of a little, who is Andy? Is that Salvador's nickname?
Yes, Salvador, Andy is my oldest son.
Okay.
Yeah, Andy is my, he's just turned 18.
Okay.
It just sounds good.
Okay, and then last question for you. This business is a sole proprietorship, correct?
My husband, yes.
Okay, so do you have anything to like verify that how long it's been around, like an old tax return or old business license, anything of that nature?
I have a business license that we took out, que como 5 años. I took out a business license like for the name, you know, like
yeah.
maybe five years ago. I'll try and look for that copy.
Okay.
And then maybe an older income tax with Salvador's name be okay, or it has to be, well, I think that I'll say DBA Andy's Granite.
Yeah, that'd be perfect. I can go in the Secretary of State, but in this case, since you're a sole proprietorship, it isn't a corporation, it'd be just with a business license or tax return. Last two other questions. So we're going to start working on your file right now. When are you looking to order the saw?
Well, my husband... Yeah, but that right away. Okay. Well, it depends on the financing too. You know, like he we're trying to get it. You know, soon, you know. This is absolutely not like next year or something. Yeah, we're trying to get it soon. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then the other question I have for you, so if you could send me those bank statements, I can get those over to underwriting to start working on your approval. You kind of beat me to the punch. The other question is this. We offer financing. It's business financing, so it's not going to go under personal credit. We offer anything from 2 to 5 years. Two basic questions for you. Does your husband speak any English, or is it primarily Spanish? We can do either. I just want to know. So make it easy on him. Does he speak only Spanish, or is he just more comfortable in Spanish?
He's more comfortable in Spanish. He will do English, but if somebody needs to talk to him directly, then I would prefer somebody to speak with him in Spanish unless
okay.
He talk to me.
Absolutely. And then the other question for you is, do you have a payment you're trying to meet in mind, some type of goal payment for this saw?
¿Cuánto es lo que quieres pagar más o menos por este por mes? Algo que estés comfortable. Sí, 8. He's like between 7 and 8. He can afford that.
Okay, so just you.
7 and 800. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if you could send me over those bank statements, I can start processing your file. Underwriting will take about an hour to look at your file, and then they'll give me some feedback on what's approvable, and we can take it from there.
Okay. So the statements you're looking for, is it March, April? Is it starting from March? March, April, May, June, July, August.
It would be February, March, April, May, June, July.
Okay. So February through July is the statement. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, let me, you said you sent me something, right? So you just want me to
respond
to that?
I did. I sent you an email to the AOL address. Correct.
I'll reply to that and attach them there then.
Perfect.
Okay.
Thank you so much for your time. Look forward to working with you.
Okay. Thank you, Ruben. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.